Welcome to the Igniting Souls podcast with Carrie Oberbrunner. Carrie believes if you want to experience clarity in business and in life, then discovering who you are, why you're here, and where you're going is a must. The Igniting Souls podcast is dedicated to help you do just this. And now, here's Carrie.
So I just got back from a full day of learning, and I do a little trick on the airplane every time when I go travel. Maybe this will help you. So many times we go to these events and we feel like we're drinking out of a fire hydrant. We feel like there's way too much information. So what I do is on the airplane, I always get out my journal, I review my notes, and I do two things. Number one, I write down action items. So I literally have a to-do list, and as I'm reviewing my notes, when I realize that's something that needs to be done, that's something that's a loose end, that's something that needs to be followed up with, I literally write it down. So my day-to-day, if you look at my calendar, I literally have a to-do, and there's probably 12 different things that I know if I do those 12 different things, especially in the next 24 hours, I'm going to crush the entire next quarter. See, because so many times when you're in this environment of learning and growing and you're at especially a live event, your brain's on fire and it's understanding and seeing. We call it your mind's eye, but it's seeing so many things that have not been seen because you've been stuck in a rut. So what I do is I literally make a to-do list, and then the other thing I do is I look at the business cards that I've gathered, and many times when I go to events, again, I'm not taking, but I'm giving. So I show up filled up, and I show up at these live events, and many times people say, you know what, hey, I'd really like for you to publish my book, or I'd really like for you to talk more about what your publishing company's about. So I get those business cards, and then what I do is I follow up with the people right away. I'm talking like right away, like within 24 hours. And what that does is it lets them know that I'm serious, that I care, that I have a solution, that I'm going to be somebody who follows up with them if and when they become a client. So these are two tricks. Get your journal, get your business cards, and follow up with both of them within 24 hours. Otherwise, you fall into what's called the law of diminishing intent, which says that the longer you wait to do something, the less likely you will ever do it. And if it goes to 48 hours or 30, 72 hours, you'll just skip it. So I want to challenge you to do that. Let me know your tips, tricks, tools, and be a soul on fire. If you need more help with this or you want to come to our live event, ignitingsoulsconference.com. I'm telling you, it is the place where your brain will be on fire. You will literally walk away with action items, and you can actually practice this. So if you are coming to the Igniting Souls Conference, go ahead and let us know below. Just say ISC19. Or if you're listening, give us a rating or review on iTunes. Let's do it, man. All right? Don't wait more than 24 hours, because you will not do it. That's human nature. Be a soul on fire. We'll see you.
Thanks so much for listening to the Igniting Souls podcast. As a subscriber, we challenge you to be more than just a passive listener. Show up, filled up, and become a member of the tribe. Visit us on the web at carrieoberbrunner.com. Remember, the most powerful weapon on earth is the human soul on fire.